Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's just get this out in the open before you try and make me look stupid in front of the audience, man. This is what I do every year. Why? Because I'm great. I don't practice. See, the non-playing portion of the year is for those who need to get the reps in. I am the best to ever do it, dude. I don't have to. Let me tell you what I will do. When the time comes and I need to show up, I won't have to practice. I can walk up in my church shoes and come up in there and walk right up in there, man, and score 50 for you, man. So I'm the most dependable person that you've ever met, man. I never go nowhere, man. I just leave for a couple months. I'm the prodigal son.
Can somebody look this up? What's the record for the most points scored in church shoes? He says he's good for 50 at any point. Is there a list somewhere of the most points scored in a game wearing church shoes? That's what I need. Somebody find that category. I think it's a rare category. Somebody look that up and tell me what you come up with. Church shoes? Is that a thing? For example, if you're heading to church, do you say, let's say you go to your closet where you got your clothes, and you're looking at your shoes. No, I can't wear those to church. That wouldn't be appropriate. I don't know that I've ever sifted through shoes and said, these are the only shoes I probably should wear in church. No, I mean, you don't want to go there raggedy. I understand that, but 50 at any moment in church shoes. I like that. Couple of notes. Brad will be with us on Friday, bradpowersports.com. For you gamblers out there, NBA playoffs. Now, I couldn't even tell you what's happening. My kids have had the playoffs on. I couldn't even tell you who's doing what. Says Brad, if you pick the outright winner, now this was yesterday a tweet, and the NBA playoffs, right now you would be 45-2 ATS. For those so inclined out there, here's another list. I'm not going to go far down. List radio, y'all. Number of five-star recruits since 2000. So about a 20-year. Yeah, about a 20-year span here or so. And we always talk about the stars and how they matter, and they do, particularly at the top. Alabama's number one with 65. Are you shocked there? You know where Clemson is? Clemson's number nine with 30. Alabama's got over double the number of five stars Clemson has last 20 years. Of course, Clemson's taken off as a program the last, let's say, 5 to 7 years. Really taken off. You know who's number two behind Alabama? Alabama won five stars, 65. Number two is Southern Cal with 60. Boy, talking about not getting bang for your buck. Now, Southern Cal threw about 5-06 when they were really running hard. Yeah, they were getting a lot out of it, but really not much since then. Florida State is third since 2000 in getting five stars with 58. Georgia's fourth with 57. Buckeyes number five with 52. Gators, let me just give you the rest, the top five. Gators, LSU, Texas, Clemson, Miami. Boomer Sooners number 11 with 27. Tennessee's number 12 with 25. Michigan is 13th with 21. Fighting Irish, they are 16th. They have gotten and signed 16 five-stars in the last 20 years. Notre Dame. So there's a little bit of List Radio for you. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, Buckeyes hung 72 on that B-word, Mark May, wearing church shoes. Did you ever think on this show that the term church shoes would be a thing? Black is so good, man. God, he is so good. Let me plug tomorrow. Chris Landry is going to be back. Chris could not be with us last week because of some surgery, but he'll be back with us tomorrow. Berg will be with us. And Ole Miss Evie, I'm going to get her for Thursday or Friday. We have not locked that in. She told me she was good either day. And I will communicate with Ole Miss Evie today. We'll get that taken care of. She is excellent. I'm working on Brian Driscoll and also probably Dan Harrelson. Get a little Rocky Top. Let's see what's happening on Rocky Top with Dan Harrelson. See what's going on there. Sounds like, and let me find this. Where is Jay Cutler's burner account? Yeah, I was reading some of his posts to the show, and it's on down the timeline. Let me keep going. I'm having to go way back here. Jay Cutler's burner account. I mean, I'm still searching here. Here it is. Says, Bill, Jimbo, talking about an A&M, obviously. Jimbo's pitch is simple. Do you want a Natty instead of a red and black Dodge Charger? Pay Tony Vols. I think they're going to take care of Tony Vols, despite what the Cosby Cattleman is suggesting. Yeah, I think they are. Cosby Cattleman wants Tennessee to keep winning. He wants to be able to brag about it. He says that he probably will be present for some of the series between LSU and Tennessee starting on I think the Tennessee series starts Saturday. Somebody correct me on that, too. Tennessee-LSU. Supposed to be a raucous crowd there. And the Cosby Cattleman said yesterday when he called in, he is not planning on buying any of Danny the Plumber's $7 beer. He's bringing his own. He also, even though he wants to be part of the hecklers, wants the LSU fans to be cooking out there to where he can have some of their Cajun food. Which I don't blame him. I got to tell you, and maybe we should do more on this. Spend more time on it. I don't have a lot of experience, if any, tailgating. All of you in this audience probably, every one of you probably have way more experience tailgating. I don't know that I've ever tailgated in my life. I can't. I'm working. I don't know that I'll ever tailgate. I really have never wanted to, but it's a very popular thing. And all of you who go to your games, your team's games, you'll set up and you'll tailgate and you have a really good time with your family and friends. And it's awesome. I just will never get to experience that. But I think if I were to guess the best places to go, let's just say you're a stranger and you're on a campus, it's Saturday before the game, and everybody's tailgating. Not only the food, the level of food, but the friendliness and people sharing it with you. Now, there's probably a long list of this, but here would be my two favorites. I've got two of them. One would be LSU. Now, again, they can be angry drunk, but usually they want you to experience the Cajun food, the Cajun culture. They want to share that. And the food is ungodly good. The other one would be the Grove. Now, I'll tell you this. Back when I would travel, had to travel to games and stuff, I remember being at Ole Miss in the Grove before a game. And that's an experience. If you have not done this, and I think we were heading in there, and I decided we were a little early, and I had a few minutes to kill before we needed to be in the stadium. I decided I would walk through there and just kind of wander around. And I gotta say this. The food, the smell was just heavenly. And the people in the Grove, and again, this is a massive crowd of people, could not have been more nice, more, hey, do you want some of this? Could you want a plate? You want, couldn't have been more genuine. And again, you could say that. I'm just picking a couple out. I'm sure you can all tell me your place. The people are just as nice. Probably are. Yeah, probably are. I mean, wherever you're at. One of my buddies, Brian Benio, who was involved with us during the SiriusXM days, he's down in Marietta. He lives down there. Very successful in real estate. He has a party at Ohio State every year. I guess he didn't do it this year because they weren't allowing it. But almost every year for the last 10 years. And I think it's okay to say what I'm about to say. You know what the title of it is? He puts together, it's a big tent, and Brian does not drink at all. Does not drink at all. But he has alcohol for everybody. Not for him, but for everybody. Food, and he pays for it all himself. It's just a big party. You know what the he hires people to work there and everything. It's a big ordeal. You have to be invited. It's invite only. I've never been able to go. He's asked me a few times in the past. It's just hard for me to do something like that. The name of his party, and it's, you can see it on Facebook too. You probably look this up. Surrender the Booty. Is it okay to say that on the show? Have we all been fired just because of that? Now again, it's a family kind of thing, but that's the name of it. There's signs up everywhere that say this. And I've never asked him how he came up with that name, but that's the name of the get together. Not kidding. And he either does this every year or every other year. And again, it's an invite-only thing, and there's a lot of people there. He played there. He was the number two linebacker in the class of 85, number two ranked linebacker in America in the rankings. Got to Ohio State, went early enrollee. He was 6'3", about 240, like big boy, and got hurt. I believe he redshirted, got hurt, went to the doctor, told him you have to shut it down. You can't play again. Somewhere in his neck. Upper back, lower neck, vertebrae area, and it crushed him. He said he was so hurt by it when he finally finished his degree at Ohio State, he didn't even watch football for a few years. He was that sick. But had to shut it down. Yeah, signed with Earl Bruce, I believe. This would have been mid-80s. But yeah, that's his get-together. So if you're up, if he does that this year, I'll let you know, but it's invite only. And it's a huge get-together. Food, drink, whatever you're thinking of. It's all there. All right, we're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. These cars are up against a wall in a tricky spot on 24 westbound. Just before you get to Bell Road, you got all that traffic coming in from Rutherford County. Right now, it's picked up even more with that heavy traffic. 65 northbound as you make your way up through Spring Hill through that part of Williamson County. Watch your speed down in that area as well, especially going southbound. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. You can call them today at 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George. Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies. Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. Exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, highs near 84. For tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms expected, lows around 71. For Thursday, showers and thunderstorms expected, highs near 85. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Walter brings this up. Big Nebraska fan. He says, is McCaffrey already leaving Louisville? And the answer is apparently yes. Luke McCaffrey, younger brother of the famous Christian McCaffrey, was at Nebraska. And I thought the times where he was running the offense at quarterback, there were moments where he looked very dynamic. Now he was young. What was he, a true freshman? Or he was very young. Maybe a redshirt freshman. You guys, Nebraska guys, correct me there. Anyways, Adrian Martinez is who has been the steady starting quarterback for them for several years now. Now, when I say steady, his game hasn't always been steady, but he's been the constant starting quarterback for the most part, with an exception or two, since he's been there. McCaffrey, Luke McCaffrey, transferred to Louisville, and apparently he's already leaving. According to Coach Satterfield, he'd been there only, they said, oh, about a week or so, and he's already told them he's leaving. Apparently, he wanted to be told pretty fast he's the guy. It's your job, and apparently he wasn't getting that assurance. They still have Malik Cunningham there, too, who's been the starter last couple of years for the Cardinals of Louisville. So, yeah, Walter, I appreciate you bringing that up. I'd forgotten and might not have mentioned that today. So appreciate you bringing that up. Top water assassin. Bill, not certain, but I think the church shoes is a reference to Deion Sanders at the combine. Yeah, might be. But when Blitz... Black says he's going to put up 50 in church shoes. Crazy Charlie, at some point you might want to pull that just one little quip about putting 50 up in church shoes.
Let's just get this out in the open before you try and make me look stupid in front of the audience, man. This is what I do every year. Why? Because I'm great. I don't practice. See, the non-playing portion of the year is for those who need to get the reps in. I am the best to ever do it, dude. I don't have to. Let me tell you what I will do. When this time comes and I need to show up, I won't have to practice. I can walk up in my church shoes and come up in there and walk right up in there, man, and score 50 for you, man. So I'm the most dependable person that you've ever met, man. I never go nowhere, man. I just leave for a couple months. I'm the prodigal son.
50 in church shoes. Doug DiBiase up in Connecticut. Bill, grew up tailgating before and after Penn State games. Sometimes those were better than the actual game. Great atmosphere, friendly fans. We had great interactions with Bama fans when those two teams played throughout the 80s. That is pretty cool now. Like I said, I'm not going to be very good at my experiences tailgating. Matter of fact, I'm going to be, if we ranked everybody in this audience tailgating, I'd probably be last. That's just something that I will never get to experience. I'm really not, that's not really something I want to do anyways, personally now. But I know it's a wonderful, it's a big part of the Saturday experience. I understand that. I'm just not, I've never been part of that world, so I don't know what I'm missing. Does that make sense? You don't know what you don't know. Rich up in New Jersey says, Bill, we have been to 21 schools visiting from New Jersey. LSU food was amazing. Mississippi State and Texas A&M people were amongst the best ever. We have not made it yet to the Grove. He says, Okie State is underrated as well. We were there, he says, for Bedlam. Nice. You got to do the Grove. If you are wanting to seek out other places, you've got to do the Grove. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, Ryan Day put on some church shoes, kicked Harbaugh's a double dollar sign so bad 2 and 3 years ago that he waved the white flag this last year. That team up north can't get out of that bleep whipping this year. And Ryan Day has his church shoes all polished up. I think church shoes have become a thing on the show. I really do. Alan in Tampa. Bill, come on down to Tally, and we have a tailgate machine down here. Yeah, if you go before a FSU game, Alan's down there. He's got his Madden Cruiser. He's got a big screen TV. Anything you can think of, Alan has it on that site. He's got a portable rec tech that he can take and cook on, whatever you can think of, whatever you can imagine, Alan's got it. Alan's got it. We discussed, speaking of that, now again, this was the early SiriusXM days. There was a company out of Texas that contacted us. And Brian was the conduit. Brian was the one talking to him for us. But they had Madden Cruisers and things like that. And they wanted to get publicity in the tailgating world. And what the idea was going to be, and this is probably 15 years ago, is to take the show on the road and each Saturday be at a different location in one of their cruisers. Get it wrapped with a show and everything on it, tailgate, be there before, hang out, do this and that. That was a discussion. I know that I was kind of balking at it a little bit. I didn't know if I could commit to that, being on the road every weekend. But we had some serious discussions for several weeks doing that. And I don't remember what the ultimate conclusion was. I just couldn't spare the time, but Yeah, we have talked about things like that before. Probably won't ever do something like that. But at one point, that was a pretty big discussion. In case you're wondering, I've had a couple people already hit me up. If you want that article, just email me or DM, if you can DM me, DM me too. And it's an article. Sully is mentioned in it. It's a tragic article. The tragedy is not about Sully. Doesn't involve Sully per se in the tragedy. You'd have to understand the whole story to understand what I'm talking about, but it's a pretty sad story. And again, he's mentioned because he's a friend of the family that's involved in this tragedy. And you can make some assumptions there if you want. But I hope everything's okay. And I like Sully. I don't know him, so I couldn't tell you much there. But I'm a fan of his. Okay, never met him. I don't think we've ever had him on the show back when we used to interview some of the baseball coaches. But I've always been a big fan. Dude's a hell of a coach. Regardless of what went down this year, his resume is very good. Speaking of A&M, David reminds me, and yeah, we haven't brought it up here in about an hour and a half. A&M was targeting. It's amazing the way A&M does this, and they get their guy almost every time, right? Almost every time. They have hired Jim Schlossnagel from TCU, a very accomplished baseball coach. And isn't it interesting? Let me go back to A&M. A&M doesn't always handle things like everybody else. And I'm not saying that from a critical point of view. You know how most every job search involves, let's say, the AD, maybe a big booster, maybe the president, but the AD leading things. And one of the biggest concerns they have, almost to the point of being obsessed over it, Danny White, Tennessee, is keeping everything quiet. Almost every search involves sneaking around, not letting anybody know anything, and privately interviewing folks, and then denying everything. Until you have your hire, you deny any report that's out there. This school just met privately with this coach. No, we didn't. This coach turned down this school. No, they didn't. How could you turn it down when we never offered? That's the game, right? That's the cat and mouse game. And it's PR 101, or lack thereof, PR 101. And that's the way, and you know what? That's fine. I mean, I don't care either way. A&M don't give a rip. It was out early. They're targeting Jimbo. They've got all this money, and boom, there you go. Same with the basketball coach. Same with Schlossnagel here. They have their guy. Report whatever you want to report. We don't care. Write the check. Boom, it's over. That's pretty cool. Most every search, as you know, involves a certain level of paranoia. To the point of just being outrageously silly, right? Danny White, and again, I'm not trying to be overly critical. He's got a good resume, and I hope he does a good job at Tennessee. But one thing that struck me at the press conference for the Josh Heupel announcement, he spent time huffing and puffing and bloviating over leaks that got out about this. I mean, seriously, I mean, why would you waste time in that moment over that topic? Yeah, one thing we got to do, we're going to have to figure out where this is coming from. I mean, it sounded a little nitpicky there, did it not? But to the point of paranoia, and it's not just Danny White. I mean, that happens in a lot of places. And again, I understand you want to keep quiet. You don't want to have to talk to the media. You want to be able to do this in silence so you can get your job done. I understand that part. I really do. But the paranoia about it's what gets me every time. Seems like it is every time. Every time it's the same thing. Paranoia over who you hire. But yeah, A&M don't play that crap. Just, we've got the checkbook. Everybody knows we have the checkbook. Here's the check. Here's our coach. Pretty clean when it comes to the Aggies, the way they go about their business. 615-844-5600 if you do want to check in today on the show. That's the F&M Bank hotline. We broadcast from the studios, now coined the Strike and Spear Studios. All good stuff. Can't wait for the baseball. That's coming up in a couple of days. Some of them Friday. Some of the Super Regionals start Saturday. Love it. This is a fun time of year. I enjoy the buildup to it as much as I actually enjoy watching the Omaha stuff. It's fun. Now, this is a fun time of year. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement. The other reason it's so much fun is think about what we had last year. We had nothing. All of that stuff got shut down. Shouldn't have been, but it got shut down. We had no baseball. I told you this. No college baseball last spring and into June hurt me more than any kind of spring football lack thereof. Really did. I would have, boy, if you wanted to make that pay-per-view, you could have stolen from me last spring. I would have paid outrageous amounts to watch some college baseball last spring. Jim down in Jupiter says, Bill, here's a picture. Full crowd for the Softball World Series. It's a beautiful thing, even though Oklahoma has the huge home field advantage. Now, that is a beautiful thing. I saw a lot of you tweeting about this. I wished I'd had it on, and I didn't. Yeah, I wished I would have. Softball's a fun sport to watch, man. No, it really is. I've none of my daughters played except one year. One of my daughters played in junior high. But nonetheless, Clay points out a tweet from Ben McDonald. Ben McDonald and who's the other main baseball analyst, played at Stanford for the SEC Network. Oh, I forget. I shouldn't forget his name. He is so good. Those two guys are as good at analyzing a game as anybody I listen to any sport. Oh, what's that guy's name? They are so good. I get more out of listening to them than 10 days of college football. Love me some Herbie. But these guys on the SEC Network, the ones at the very top, are off the chart good. Anyways, Ben McDonald got some real dudes on the bump in this one. Golden Spikes semifinalist in this Super Regional. Three are pitchers. And he goes on to just talk about what we're looking at here. And this is the Vandy boys versus ECU, which starts here in a couple of days. Vandy fans a little ticked off. I get it, too. Their games start at 11 o'clock first 2 days. Then 3 o'clock if need be, if there's a game three. Now, I kind of like it because it comes on early, but the people complaining are the ones that go to the games. And I get it. No, I get it. That's not a convenient time for you. Probably overlaps with work. It makes it hard. All right, we'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here as expected this time of the morning. 65 South here at Trinity Lane. Still moving I-40 through Mount Juliet. Trying to mop up that earlier wreck over on Ezel Pike at Bush Road at South Nashville. And traffic still moving 65 right now up through the Brentwood Franklin area in Williamson County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world famous cotton candy wine. You can check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ, but it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today to find out for yourself with just one bite, with flavors like Oreo, cookie dough, and more. DQ. Happy tastes good.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ted Lane's with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Chris Landry back tomorrow. Off last week, had some surgery. Good to have him back. Berg will be with us on Thursday. Ole Miss Evie, either Thursday or Friday. Don't have that locked in yet, but working on it. She says she's available either day. Could not do it today, but either day, Thursday or Friday. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, did you see the graphic that is in the Michigan weight room up in Ann Arbor? It reads, quote, "What are you doing to beat Ohio State today?" He says, "I think it's great motivation for the boys up north. Not sure it helps in the end on the field, but got to start somewhere." Oh, I think, yeah, I think that has to be a daily obsession. Now, right now, Ohio State's owning that thing, but that has to be a daily obsession. Yes. Everybody has their daily motivational. Wonder what Nick tells them day to day. Who does Nick's? Because, I mean, Nick owns the thing. If you're Alabama and you're Nick Saban, what's your daily motto? It's not really attack one team, is it? I mean, what are you doing to beat the Vols today? I don't think so. I don't think Nick probably doesn't even get into that stuff. It's probably more internal. It's more, don't worry about the opponent, worry about you. I'm thinking that's the way Nicky goes about it. You take care of you, we can handle the outcome then. That'd be interesting. I've never been in his office. Chris Lowe has. Kevin Hagan has. But yeah, just to remind you, when you go into Nick Saban's office, the doors are open. You walk in, he's sitting there. He's got a button. I'm not making this up. We've talked about this before, but if you missed it, he's got a button right next to his desk. Right when you walk in there, he hits that button, and the doors close behind you. Now, you think I'm not making that up. It's true. That's not an attempt, a poor attempt at humor. It is absolutely true. You walk in there. Let's say you know it's going to be a really serious meeting, too. I mean, there could be a double dollar sign chewing coming up. You go through those doors, and then you hear them close behind you like a dungeon. You know what? I'd like to at least do one of them. That'd be pretty fun. Have a meeting like that with Nick. Even if you're going to get your rear end chewed. I'd like to be able to say one time I did that. I haven't. Yeah, I'd be lying to you. I have not. But talk to a couple of that have. They said it's very ominous when you're walking in there. Now, maybe even if it's going to be something somewhat pleasant by Nicky standards still. That could be a bother. Regarding the future, regarding the playoffs and all that, nothing really new. We talked about it at length yesterday. I got a lot of messages throughout the day yesterday, people bringing up stuff to me, which were all good. Danny up in New York, who's a New York City police officer who was shut down a couple of months ago by the head of police, I guess, by the city, whatever it was, no more tweeting. So he is not able to participate on the show. That happened to, I guess, all cops in New York City. And so we have not heard from him much, but he sent me an email. It's good to hear from him. Always a big fan of his. And he said, Bill, does this mean that at some point in the playoffs, if it is 12, some teams from the South may end up traveling up north? It's possible. Now, it depends on what the hosting's like. Is the quarterfinals, if you have a first-round bye for the first four, and then you have right after that the quarterfinals, would they use the
the New Year's Six Bowls, would that be who hosts them?
And that wouldn't be anything up north, really, I don't think. But if it's the right format, yeah. A team from the South, and let's face it, folks, if you're not from up there and you're from down here and you end up middle, late December, early December, whatever, on the road in Columbus, Ohio, or Ann Arbor, Michigan, or Happy Valley, or wherever, Madison, Wisconsin. We'll find out just how, because one of the knocks is the South never goes up north to play. And there are exceptions, but very rarely, and it's true. No, number one, you don't have to. SEC doesn't have to go north to play. The SEC gets anything they want. If they're winning, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares whether or not, as far as the decision makers are concerned, they go up north or not. Nobody cares. But that could be a thing. Now, again, it depends on the format. I'm not sure the format would make that happen, because all of that's unclear yet. I've not seen, and I don't know that there's a pretty well-written, perfect blueprint of the way all this would lay out. We just don't know yet, which I think is part of the fun, because we're trying to figure it all out, and we don't know. Yeah, we don't know. Don't know the way it's going to end up yet. But it's fun to speculate on. I do know that. Anyways, we'll get the break here momentarily on this Wednesday edition. Friday, Kevin will be back. Kevin Hagan checks in. He was traveling last week, but he's back. And Brad will be back with us. Hour number three on Friday. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here as expected this time of the morning. 65 South here at Trinity Lane. Still moving I-40 through Mount Juliet. Trying to mop up that earlier wreck over on Ezel Pike at Bush Road at South Nashville. And traffic still moving 65 right now up through the Brentwood-Franklin area in Williamson County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. You can check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You know, the NBA playoffs are here, and you'll be in hoops heaven, betting all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. There's so many exciting matchups, and we've been seeing it every night. More tonight as well. Just NBA wall-to-wall here on out, probably another 3 or 4 weeks. FanDuel is taking that excitement to another level, and because new and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. New users can get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win, plus you have an account. You can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every week. Get this, you can bet a parlay, same game, every week. Free. You know, you've got all of these in-game things, player point totals, rebounds, assists, the money line, the over-under, obviously the point spread, everything you might want to do, and you can stack them all up in those in-game parlays, and if you don't win, you get up to $10 back. Basketball fans, now perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. Just sign up for promo code GREGP to bet the NBA playoffs risk-free.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Hello again, everybody. This is Hope Hines inviting you to become a part of a special morning of golf and fellowship to benefit the wonderful mission of the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. I'm honored to host the 26th annual Hope Hines for Kids Golf Classic on Monday, June 14th. It's all happening at Nashville Golf and Athletic in Brentwood, presented by Cool Springs Financial Group, the George Shinn Foundation, and Tennessee Steel Hauler. To learn more about this tournament and the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home, visit TennesseeChildren.org.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, highs near 84. For tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms expected, lows around 71. For Thursday, showers and thunderstorms expected, highs near 85. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Let's go down to Tampa. Welcome in, Alan.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, sir.
I'm building my grandson's pirate ship, about to wear me out.
Now, is that at your house, or where is that?
Yeah, at my house. I got a playground out back for my grandkids. I built her a treehouse. His birthday's next weekend, so I'm building him a pirate ship.
Looks good, man. If anybody's seen that picture, that looks real.
Yeah, well, I just got to put the second coat of paint on it. We're going to build the mast. My buddy's wife's an upholsterer. She's making the sale today. We'll put the mast up, and we're done.
Now, do you have outline or plans or a map, or do you just wing it when you're doing that?
Me and my buddy and our pea brains, we just started laying stuff out and put it together.
Wow.
I tell you a quick story about Tallahassee. About 10, 12 years ago, I went to a game by myself. Tracy stayed home. My buddy goes, hey, I got this friend of mine. It's got a box. Why don't you come up there with us? I'm like, all right. I go up there. It's two boxes the guy owns. He took the wall down between them and went big. There's no seats, big long tables, two bartenders. And I go in there, and there's about six or eight 21, 22-year-old ladies with tank tops on, 6-inch skirts with no underwear, dancing on top of the tables.
In the at Florida State.
Yeah, in the suite, in the skybox. And they're dancing on top of the tables in their little short skirts with no underwear. Nobody's watching the game, of course. And I'm like, man, I got to get out of here. This ain't the place for me to be.
Wow. Now, is that what goes on in that suite every time?
I think so, yeah. That's known. I won't say the name of it because I don't
say
anything. The name of that, what they call it, but it gets a little wild in there from what I hear.
Wow.
I'm like, man, I got to get the hell out of here because this ain't no. I'm a married guy. I've been married for 30 something years. This ain't no place for me.
So could that have been Jimbo's 2013 season when they won the Natty?
No, I think it's before that. It's probably back in 2010, 2011, somewhere
right
around there.
Right, gotcha.
But this dude has some deep pockets, and they put on a party now.
Sounds like it.
It's a show. I was like, this ain't a place for me.
No.
If I was 22, I was one of your son's ages, then yeah, I would have stayed there all day.
Yeah.
I can't believe, man, your son's moving to the tube.
So what he says, yeah, I think he's got to get certified. So it may take a couple of months, but he's heading down there, I think.
Good for him. I said, if you go out on Jack's Beach or Ponte Vedra, it's nice out there.
Daughter, I think, is going to relocate to St. Pete, one of them, and then another one, I think, is heading to the Emerald Coast. They got three going down there.
Well, good. She'll be close to me, man. If she ever needs anything or she needs help with anything, or, I know everybody does everything, so if she needs anything, you know who to call.
Oh, I will. No, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, because old Bob moved up to the Villages, man. We know what the Villages are considered, right? That's the capital of the U.S. for BD.
That's where Aliquippa Bob is?
He's up at the Villages. So no kidding. That's the capital of the U.S. for venereal disease, where all them old people live.
But now Bob's had some illness. We don't need to get him anything else here.
No. He's got to stay away from them old ladies, man, at the bingo hall. Have a great day, buddy. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate the call. Wow. Aliquippa Bob, you get this, and you can't come to commitments. No. We're going to put a block on the door. No Aliquippa Bob. Yeah, I didn't know if he'd found a place yet or not. I hadn't heard, but he's out. Aliquippa Bob's out there. I do know that. He's monitoring the situation. Noel Kemp, Bill, do any of the current conference commissioners have the clout like Delaney and Sly? They have a lot of clout, obviously, if you're Sankey in particular. But to the level of the presence of a Slive or Delaney, no. Not the same presence. Now, if you're heading up the SEC, you got a ton of clout. Doesn't matter what your name is. But the commanding presence of those guys, I don't think we've got anybody like that. Or Roy Kramer. But I'm not saying they don't have a huge say-so. The SEC is the vital league. If the SEC, for some reason, isn't into 12, it ain't happening. Period. Now, you could say, well, Bill, same with the Big Ten? I would probably, yeah. But if the Big Ten says, well, I don't like 12, now, I don't think the Big Ten's going to say that, but there are a couple that can say it's a no-go. You can't carry on without the SEC. You can try, but the sex appeal has lost a ton if you don't have them involved. I don't know where they're at. They may be all into it. 12. I don't know. Maybe there's an article or two, but I don't know where they stand on that. I would think because it would be that much more money and their league would benefit more because of the teams involved, I would think they're for it. But I don't know that for sure. No, I don't know that for sure. Told you the other day, a stock I had been monitoring is AHT. And I bought the options for 40 cents the other day. What day was that? Was that Monday? Just got out at $1.60. Yeah, AHT. Take a look at that. If you see the common stock, it got up around 7:30 this morning. When I bought it, it was in the fives. It's pulling back a little bit. Keep your eye on that one. That might be one. I think that one's got 10 plus in it. AHT. Now, again, only use money that you can afford to go to zero. Don't use money that you need for your groceries. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. Market kind of happy this morning, though. At Bill is King. Lodge Pop.